The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Mabuhay, and welcome friends to the Adobro Podcast, where we explore the heart of Filipino culture one delectable dish at a time. I'm your host, DJ Stingray, and in this podcast series, we'll venture through the sizzling stories, origins, and savory goodness of Filipino cuisine. Hello and welcome. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. Today is the very first episode, and we'll be diving into the world of lumpia. Lumpia is the most well-known Filipino dishes, I'd say, and today we'll be talking about its origins, its rise to fame, and how it became one of the most popular Filipino dishes, its ingredients, a quick little tutorial on how to make it, and a personal story on its meaning to me, being Filipino. But for starters, lumpia is actually most well known for being identical to Chinese spring rolls. I actually know a lot of people that call them Filipino spring rolls, which is funny enough. But lumpia comes in all shapes and sizes. And personally, my favorite are the ones that are small and crunchy. And when they're deep fried, you can't beat those. It's the best freaking snack in the world. But like I said earlier, lumpia looks just like Chinese egg rolls. And side by side, you know, kind of looking at them, it's kind of hard to tell the difference. I've been eating lumpia all my life, and I wouldn't be able to tell sometimes, but anywho, lumpia actually has its roots in Chinese cuisine, so maybe that's why it's so similar. It was first known as lumpia, that's with an N, not an M. It was brought and introduced to the Philippines during the pre-colonial period in the 7th century by early Hokkien immigrants. These Chinese immigrants from southeastern China were traders from Fujian between 900 and 1565 AD, and that name, lumpia, is derived from their language. The lun means wet, moist, or soft, and pia means cake or pastry. So put those together, you get a wet, moist, or soft cake or pastry. So that sounds pretty good, right? But over time, Filipino lumpia has evolved to incorporate more of the local ingredients found in the Philippines, and that's what really diversified its flavor and its taste from Chinese egg rolls. So yeah. A few other differences from egg rolls that lumpia have are it tends to be a little bit less greasy than egg rolls, but if you deep fry it, there's still a lot of oil, so I wouldn't say that. And then most uniquely, the Filipino lumpia is made with a pre-made egg batter wrapper that tends to be thinner and more crunchier than that of the egg roll. Yeah, those are pretty much the two main differences that make them not that similar to each other, hopefully. But yeah, now we're going to talk about traditional lumpia. So when you're making traditional lumpia, the filling can kind of vary. It typically consists of a mixture of finely chopped vegetables, and those can be, off the top of my head, cabbage, carrots, bean sprouts, and that's usually with some sort of meat like pork, but it's also I've also had some with pork and shrimp, which is actually pretty good. And then you season it with garlic and onions and soy sauce. And that kind of gives it its unique flavor. But yeah, once all these ingredients are sauteed together, it creates one of the best meals or snacks, I think, to ever exist. There are other types of lumpia. I myself had only had the traditional type of lumpia, in addition to the other type I'm about to say. But yeah, the other type is lumpia Shanghai. These ones are my favorite, actually. Scratch what I just said. But they're smaller and thinner, giving them that crunch when you bite into them. And those are filled with the same pork and vegetable mixture that is found in the traditional. And once you serve that with a side of sweet and sour dipping sauce, it's literally the best thing ever. Lumpia wouldn't be lumpia, though, without the crunch wrap on the outside, I'd say. Lumpia's wrapper is what makes or breaks it. So if you have like a bad wrapper on the outside, it kind of just ruins the taste. So that combo of taste and crunch becomes equally as important. Anywho, before my mouth begins watering anymore, its traditional wrapper is made of a mixture of flour, water, and sometimes eggs. And it's rolled out thinly, which makes that crispy golden shell when fried. In more modern variations that I've had, people actually use spring roll wrappers, which is generally pretty easy to wrap them, but nothing beats the, you know, that original crunch from the original wrap. All right, we're going to move on to how you make it, actually. So if you aren't hungry already, then you will be now. But yeah, this is the fun part. So making traditional lumpia. I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever handmade lumpia. I can give you the ingredients though and instructions how to make it, but I've usually had pre-made ones, which are just as good. But who knows, maybe handmade lumpia is 10 times better and I've never known because I usually get it pre-made. But anyways, ignore that. First, you probably start with the ingredients of the filling, which are usually ground pork, onions, chopped onions, excuse me, minced carrots, and sliced green cabbage. And those will make up the filling. And then the next are the seasonings, which is like pepper, salt, garlic powder, and soy sauce. Those are the seasonings that make that flavor pop. And then you'll need like the pre-made lumpia wrappers. Those can usually be found at like Filipino stores. One of them I've found them at or seen them at is Seafood City, so that's a good one. And then if you don't even want to make it and you want to just deep fry it like I always do, you could actually buy frozen pre-made ones there if you're lazy like me. But anyways, to start, you throw the ground pork on a skillet and with some oil and let that stir and cook for a little bit until that comes like crumbly and there's no pink left. Once all that, you know, juices come out of the pork, you drain that and then you add that, you know, mixture of onion and garlic to the pork. Let that saute and then add the rest of the carrots and cabbage and let that saute. And then during that time when that's all sauteing together, you add the soy sauce, pepper, and all the other seasonings, and that will create that, you know, rich flavor that's inside the lumpia. And then after that, you take it off the heat, let that cool so that once you're making it, you don't burn yourself. But you'll take a spoonful once it's cooled down enough, put it into the wrap that's pre-made already, wrap it tightly, and then once it's all wrapped, you put it in the hot oil until it's about golden brown, so that'll take a couple minutes. But yeah, once it's golden brown, it's pretty much all done. Just transfer it to a plate and then with paper towels so that'll drain all the excess oil. And yeah, it's ready to eat. Just be careful. It's very hot, but man, is it tasty. So not only does lumpia have an amazing taste, but how easy is that to make, right? I mean, you just cut up the pork, you just cut up all the vegetables, saute it a little bit, put it in the wrap, put it, deep fry it, boom, done. So I think that's why lumpia's popularity has gone far beyond the Philippines. It's thanks to Filipino communities around the world that you could find it in various forms. I remember I got it from food trucks. I can get it from restaurants. It's really become a staple in Filipino culture, and it's become a symbol of Filipino culture. And it's a beloved dish that can be found at family gatherings and be served on any special occasion. I firmly believe that. And speaking of those special occasions, lumpia is the number one dish that you'll find at any Filipino celebration. Whether it's a birthday party, heck, I can't remember how many times I've had it at my birthday parties, a debut, a wedding, Christmas, Thanksgiving, lumpia will be there, I kid you not. If it's a Filipino party, expect lumpia. Because of how easy it is to share with friends and family, I think that's what continues to make it special, is that it brings people together with every bite, and it creates memories with every bite. Myself, I believe I could second that about those cherished memories. I've been eating lumpia at family parties for as long as I can remember. I believe my dad has a video of me eating it with my mom. She was feeding me some lumpia in the background while I believe I was like 2 years old. Lumpia really is a special dish to my family and to me. Just because of how it brings families together. And not only does it do that, but it gives others a really small insight, but not just a small insight, but it gives them a look into the amazing culture of the Philippines in just a bite. And that idea that one food, one bite can hold such a rich and complex culture behind it, it still amazes me. And I've eaten it all my life, as I said. And yeah, to speak on that, there's been plenty of times where I've actually introduced my friends to lumpia, and each of the times they've loved it. And one of those times was actually my 12th birthday party. We came back from Dave & Buster's, and my dad put it in the deep fryer, and we had a full tray of it out ready to go for me and my 5 closest friends at the time. And after a night of partying with a bunch of crazy 12-year-olds, by the end of the night, it was all gone. So for me, lumpia is way more than just a food. It's the memories that you make with the people you share it with. And speaking of memories with lumpia, one memory I hold very near and dear to my heart is one of my mom. There's this quote that says, "Food for the body is not enough. There must be food for the soul." And I think this story really embodies that. So back in 2014, my mom essentially got very ill, and my family was absolutely distraught. My mom had to stop working because of how sick she got, and because of that, my dad had to work overtime in order to support me, my brother, and my mom. You guys will come to learn, but my dad is actually the cook of the house, and he's the one that taught me a lot of the dishes you guys will come to hear over this series. But because of his overtime work, he didn't really have any time to cook. So he had to resort to picking up fast food sometimes, or he would make freezer meals that, you know, the ones that you throw into the oven, real simple stuff. One of those meals actually happened to be pre-made lumpia, and all he had to do was bake it and boom, ready. But my dad actually took the extra step to deep fry it for that little bit more extra oomph of flavor. So every time he made it, it was always just perfect. He also even went out of his way to make the sauce. I think at the top of my head, he used vinegar, minced garlic, and soy sauce. And I'll say that is my number two sauce next to sweet and sour sauce for lumpia. But there in this story, the lumpia became special because of how it always made my mom super happy and energetic, even when she was feeling the most weak from her illness. And despite how opposed to eating she was because of her therapy or of her illness and her treatment for it, lumpia was actually the one food that she'd always eat. And me and my brother would always share a bowl while my dad would feed my mom. And it was always cute looking at my dad feeding them or feeding her, I remember. So, and, you know, just thinking back to those times where we were all sharing lumpia together, it really was what made life feel normal again, where it kind of made my mom just feel like mom again, and that everyone forgot that she was sick, and I think even she forgot she was sick. But yeah, I think like in that instance, lumpia really became food for her soul and not just her body, because of how it brought forth so many emotions of joy and happiness, and it created those things even in a time where she was the worst and she was in times where it was the most dark. So I believe that goes to show that not just the power of food itself, but the power of Filipino food to nourish the soul. And for those of you wondering, don't worry, my mom's okay. Fast forward 9 years, my mom has been healthy ever since 2015. And wouldn't you know, she still loves her lumpia as does me and my brother. So yeah. But I believe that story goes to show how Filipino food is truly one of the most special foods in the world. Its power for good and its power to create joy and happy bellies in families everywhere really is something you can't beat. From its origins to modern day takes on the recipe, it's become a symbol of Filipino culture, tradition, the warmth of family and community everywhere. And it holds a special place in the hearts of Filipinos everywhere, and a special place in my heart. So I welcome you listeners. Please, please try some lumpia. Try it for yourselves. Go buy some pre-made ones. Make it yourself. Try them fresh at a restaurant. Do whatever it takes. Just go try some. I promise that you guys won't regret it. But that does it for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys enjoy learning about lumpia. Be sure to tune in next week to learn about another tasty Filipino dish. And yeah, this has been the Adobro Podcast. DJ Stingray out.